The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Family influencers are almost exclusively female and age between 25 and 35. So, is posting your children, your family fun and your happy memories a good way for mummy to make money? Or is it child exploitation or worse? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
There's very few of us now that aren't on any social media, that don't like or follow influencers across fashion, sport, or beauty. But one category of influencing engages like no other, for reasons good and bad.
If you look at the Irish market, you have a load of women who are focusing on family life and posting a lot about their children, maybe cooking with their children, going off, enjoy a day in the life of insert influencer here. So there's a lot of various content that you can actually use to post on your social media platform and actually make money from it.
Philomena Kaguako is a freelance journalist.
So a lot of the times it could be very much just standard, like a pram that you might use for your child. It might be a product, whether it's like formula feed. It's certain things that the mother would use on a regular basis. A lot of it would be, come watch me do a school run, for instance. Like, you know, I'm going here in my joggers and like my runners and like my hair is tied up in a bun, like very much like that.
Myself and Erin Rose want to show you how we got her hair from this to this using all Voodoo's products.
Keep watching. If you're looking for something fun and weatherproof to do with the kids in Dublin, you have to check out Zero Latency. And I have an amazing giveaway.
The ones I quite like as well are like viral trends. So you might see certain things on the likes of TikTok where people are seeing like the siblings together and be like, oh, I wonder if the 2-year-old is going to share with the 5-year-old. It can vary, but it is very wholesome content, I would say, and quite funny and engaging and just very authentic as well at times.
Ad spending in the influencer advertising market in Ireland is forecasted to reach more than €75 million in 2025. Family influencers see some of the highest engagement, with more and more Irish families getting involved.
Even if you think of it from a human level, we do like to see other people happy. Just to see a couple with their kids, especially if they're like gorgeous, cute little kids, of course people are going to click like and be more, a little bit more engaging. So I suppose just even from a human point of view, you can see why they do well. So people who have between 1 to 10,000 followers who would be the nano influencers, they could make anywhere from like 50 to 200 euro per post. So that's a lot. Then if you're looking at the other side of the spectrum, then where you have the mega influencers, they're making at least 10,000 per post. And that's, that's huge.
I watched this one American girl called like Nabila, but like she like had struggles with having kids, and she's very like beige, all beige aesthetic.
Actually, a specific one from Australia. She's a great mom and she does it all, seems to do it all. She has a full-time job, she has 3 kids, she makes breakfast, lunch and dinner, and she's just a great mom and has time to do activities with her kids and everything.
Keelan Moncrief is the only one I really follow. Like, I don't really like a lot of like mommy influencers because I feel like a lot of them have like perfect lives, but she's like so real, and also I like that she doesn't like show her kids' face, so it gives them like privacy and stuff.
Jodie Ward, I guess she's more fashion, but you do get a snippet into family life.
What's your take on family influencers? What do you enjoy about following them?
I guess snippets of real life. It's that whole Instagram versus reality when you see behind the scenes and things aren't as maybe rosy as they seem to be.
There are influencers who are very open and honest about their experiences and how hard it has been. So again, you can relate with them, and it has helped me specifically a lot being a first-time mom, hearing other people going through what I'm going through and what I'm thinking, intrusive thoughts as well, but they're vocal about it and they actually share it online, so it does help me because I can relate to them.
I think it gives everybody else a little bit of an insight. It's like a window into somebody else's home. I think we all have a natural curiosity. Mm. You might call it nosiness, but to see, well, what goes on inside someone else's home? Is it like mine? Is it different? Are their kids like mine? Are they different?
Joanna Fortune is a psychotherapist specializing in the parent-child relationship. She says there can be some pro-social benefits to following family influencers, particularly for the young and new parents watching and sharing their content.
Isolation and loneliness are one of the biggest mental health issues for new mothers and new parents. So absolutely, that is a time when you are more likely to lean into online content. I think it's that sense of, I need my community, I need a tribe, I need to find this experience I'm having. And maybe my peer group are at a different stage, maybe I don't have friends with babies. I can find that pseudo friendship, that connection online. And I absolutely understand why that is so appealing and so drawing. And I do think there can be pro-social benefits to that, because you can learn things, pick up tips, get ideas, and be inspired by some of what you're reading online. There can be some reassurance that, oh, look, everyone's kids are broadly speaking around the same. These kinds of behaviors I struggle with, this person is struggling with them too. Mm. Or, oh, yes, that's like my house. And you can find yourself and elements of yourself in this.
So it all began probably about when my twins, who are now 7 going on 8, were about 6 or 7 months old.
Julie Haynes is a single mom of twins with more than 400,000 followers across platforms for her account, Twins and Me.
I was on my own with them. I'm a single mom, and I remember rocking them to sleep, and it would take hours, like, and I mean now, hours. And I'd finally get into bed and I might scroll on Instagram and I'd see other mommy bloggers like 5 hours prior at 8 o'clock sitting down for a glass of wine. And they were saying, you know, the kids are down, they're asleep. Now it's mommy time with a glass of wine and a bit of Netflix. I'm like, that's not reality. No, don't get me wrong. Some evenings was fabulous and I did have those 8 o'clock bedtime or whatever. But 99.9% it was an absolute disaster. It was carnage. So I wanted to show the good, the bad and the ugly. So I showed the nights, yes, that they went to sleep at 8 o'clock, but also the nights that they were either up and down the stairs. I was up and down the stairs rocking them to sleep. Or if I was going to the toilet, they were literally sitting on my lap. You know, you have to share that as well. I truly believe. No, we have plenty of great days, don't get me wrong, but we also have crappy days as well. There's often days that I come on and be like, oh my God, I can't deal with my kids today. I'm actually going to give them away. And other pair are come on really sad or really, really upset. And like, I actually can't do this. I really am struggling. And other parents sent to me like, Julie, thank God I see somebody else saying this, because I'm lying in bed here, roaring, crying, feeling like I'm failing, you know, because we all have days and evenings like that. And it's good to be like, I'm not alone. It's lovely to have that feeling. I'm not alone. I'm having an awful day. It's not just me. There's other mommies out there also having awful days, but tomorrow is a new day.
Julie's influencing career has become so successful that in 2022, she was able to quit her job to create content full time. She says the model works well for women, particularly single mothers like her.
I don't have to get babysitters in for my kids. I don't have to be constantly ringing my mom or my brother to babysit. It's easy for me because I'm able to work at home with them, and the noise in the background will never, ever bother a brand because they know they're coming to a mommy blogger. So they know it's all part of the package.
Family influencing has given Julie's children once in a lifetime opportunities and a parent who works from home. But it's not a category of influencing that's without its detractors.
I think sort of made a conscious decision in the past maybe couple of years to maybe consume media that has less children, especially in America. I feel like maybe a lot of kids are taken advantage of. Content that has children in it, just from what I've seen, tends to do better. Maybe parents profiting off that isn't ideal.
I think it delves a bit into the alt-right Christian pipeline kind of thing. I think it's like a starting point for a lot of people where it's like happy content, fun. But if you do look into a lot of them, they're very like pro-Christian traditional family values, which is not something that I would wholeheartedly kind of agree with.
Even just for the kids, like, say, all of your embarrassing moments growing up, like going through puberty, all that stuff is online. Like when you go to high school, everyone you know can see your whole life played out on TV and know such personal details about you, like, and they don't have autonomy over that until they're like an adult. I think it's kind of dangerous and weird.
In the current environment, especially with artificial intelligence, I think there's too much of a threat. Those pictures get into the wrong hands and they can be used by other people.
Wow, you really can't really trust anyone online.
Well, no, you're better off not.
I do recall myself being at an event somewhere in public and I saw two children that I could recognise from their parents' social media. I knew those children's names, what class they were in, what school they went to. I knew particulars about their family, but I do not know that family.
Joanna Fortune there.
I think we have to be very cautious about sharing children and their lives, details about them online, because even if you say to yourself, well, I ask my child, can I post this video or photo? And they say yes. I would have to challenge that, because that's not informed consent by that child. Consent by its nature and definition means that you can give it and you can withdraw it. That's simply not true, because once a photo or video is online, it's there. Mm. And even if you remove it, how many people have seen it? How many people have screen grabbed it or saved it or whatever it might be? I understand that if this is your job and this is how you earn a living, then it's very difficult to turn down business, because what you're earning is helping your children. Mm. It is paying for all the things your children need. I do understand that. But when your children are part of that earning, essentially they're employees, you know, they are working. And then you have to look at, are those children being paid for their work? Chances are they're not directly. Is money from whatever brand deal or association is involved, is that being set aside for those children for when they're older? Because actually those children are working. Mm. And we need to be really honest and open about that. Yeah, I mean, I would always come down on the side that this is not in your children's best interests.
Like, do you know what I learned over the years? I'm doing this now nearly 7 years. It's like, you can't win.
Julie Haynes again.
My two love being in the camera. They love making videos and they completely understand. Like, there's often days there, they're like, nah, I'm just sitting down watching YouTube or whatever. And then there's other days they come in and be like, Mom, can we please do this video? This is so funny. Or Fionn might be out the back and he might be, I don't know, hitting the slitter or they're playing hurling. He's like, post this now, Mom, because this is really cool. I can get the ball over the bar, you know, like things like that. Like they love it. They do. They truly love it now. And I suppose they know no different either. You can't win with these people. So I just be true to myself. I just share what I want to share. And if you don't like it, that's none of my business.
And that fascinating report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.